Let's talk to Jeremy Lyon. He is a consultant for Hobart Capital. Very good morning to you, Jeremy.
Good morning,
Jeremy. Right, you have a number of minutes to get on your soapbox. What's keeping you awake at night?
Oh, well, it's the calmness in the market, considering the real speculation about Europe, the movement for the Far East and Mr. Trump, and everything is really up in the air. And what I'd like is like to see the prospects the next 6 to 9 months, which is what markets like to work on. And all the researchers are estimating where profits are going to be and that sort of stuff. Well, to me, it's even more in the air, this next outlook for 2019, than it was, say, in 2018. And we've now got the prospects of interest rates crawling up and squeezing on profit margins. And the amazing thing is how the Bank of England is controlling sterling. And this is one of the things the market can watch. And the interesting thing was, when I came on here at the end of July, we were talking about how calm sterling was. And subsequently, a month later, the bank declares how much money it's had to put in to adjust the margins and everything, and they actually spent over 14 billion trying to maintain the equilibrium sterling. Now, next week, we will hear what's been going on for the month of August, and I suspect it won't be far different. They're literally trying to calm the thing down, waiting the really nasty bits. So the market's in a trance. It doesn't want to take a strong view one way or the other because it's bound to get it wrong.
Yep.
The liquidity in the market is fairly stable. And it's amazing how you get these bids for Sky. You've recently had one for, and that's serious money, the Sky, which will mean it's coming out of the index. And you've had another bid this morning for Rand Gold and Barrick, which are merging. So another big company coming out of the index. So it's very interesting, and it's going to be very volatile over the next 3 months as we go into the March time.
So the million-dollar question, is the FTSE going to be higher or lower at Christmas Eve? From this level here?
From this level here, I would have thought it would be slightly easier.
Slightly easier?
Yes, on the basis that the Far East is getting a real problem.
Right.
And you've always got, or could have, an explosion in the Middle East with the Iran situation, which is looking... I think the Iran situation, they'll find their own way around, because the oil is a worldwide market. It doesn't stop just because Americans saying I'm the dominant chaps, because it'll leak out somehow. But it is explosive as well from the Hormuz Straits, which, if anything goes on there, could stop the movement of tankers.
Okay, Jeremy, on that note, let's see you before Christmas and see if you've predicted correctly.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.